Hawaii Media Center. This is Maui's official oldies station. KONI, Lanai City. Kona 104.7.
Time now for Community Corner with Elise Ditzel, a presentation of the Public Affairs Department at H Hawaii Media.
Good morning and welcome to Community Corner with Elise Ditzel, a weekly program focused on the issues, people, and stories that matter to our community. Today we are joined by Ann Rilero. Did I say that correctly?
Rilero.
Okay. Communications, Community Outreach and Development Manager for the Maui Nui Marine Resource Council. Aloha, Anne. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Aloha, Elise. Thank you very much for having me.
So this is actually your second time with us, and I'm excited because I believe last time we spoke, you were talking about some water quality testing that you guys are spearheading with a variety of other community partners and some other pilot projects that were coming up, and I believe you have one that's just getting ready to get started.
That's right. I'm here to talk about our oyster pilot project. It's actually still in the proposal stage, and we just want to tell you a little bit about oysters because they're pretty exciting. You know, most people think of oysters as really tasty delicacies,
mm-hmm.
and they start licking their lips when you say the word oysters. But there's more to oysters than that. From a water cleanup perspective, oysters are pretty remarkable. They are filter feeders, and they can filter out a lot of pollutants, including PCBs, microplastics, chemicals, even like oxybenzone and other harmful sunscreen chemicals. They can even remove the bacteria that causes staph and MRSA.
Well, that's amazing.
It is amazing. And especially, you know, here in Hawaii, we all know people who've got into the water with a little open cut and gotten staph or MRSA. So it's a concern for a lot of people. But yeah, so oysters are remarkable and they're very efficient. A single oyster can filter like 40 to 80 plus gallons of water in a day. So
wow. Yeah. And is this like a large oyster or is this just your average sized oyster?
Well, different sizes, different species of oysters can filter different amounts. So larger ones can filter more water in a day than smaller ones. But oysters used to be plentiful all around our country and in the coastal areas. And, you know, I had heard from someone that even, you know, the first Thanksgiving featured oysters.
Oh, and I've heard that too, yes.
Yes. Yeah. So, but oysters are being used to help improve water quality. So in New York and New Jersey and New York Harbor, they have installed 42 million oysters in the water to improve water quality there.
And 42 million.
42 million. They're working on a billion. That's their goal. They have a billion oyster project going on there. So also in Chesapeake Bay in Baltimore, they're using oysters to clean water. And closer to home here on Oahu, at West Lock by Pearl Harbor, the DLNR and the Department of Aquatic Resources did a pilot study in 2017 using oysters and to see what they could do to water quality, and they found that the oysters were very helpful in improving water quality.
What constituents in the water were they seeing improvements in that particular project?
I don't have the details on that particular project.
Curious.
I'm sorry, but yeah, so we are, so Maui Nui Marine Resource Council has been looking at ways to improve water quality all around the islands of Maui County. And as you mentioned, we do our water quality testing program. And we partnered with the Waiwaiola waterkeepers of the Hawaiian Islands to look at a pilot project to bring oysters to Ma'alaya Harbor to test their ability to improve water quality here.
That's wonderful. So this sounds like a very ambitious program or pilot study. Where did the funding come for it?
Well, we've received funding from the County of Maui, Office of Economic Development, and other organizations. And so, yeah, so we've been working on this for a while. We want to do this right. And so we've also been working with the University of Hawaii. They have an aquaculture lab there, and they're actually raising the little oysters for us. So we are looking at using Hawaiian native oysters and also Pacific oysters. And the Pacific oysters that we would use are triploids, which are oysters that are sterile, so they can't reproduce. And we'd be placing them in Ma'alaya Harbor in cages under the docks and away from boat traffic.
Okay. And then do you have, you had mentioned a project on the mainland with 42 million. How many are you planning to put in the Ma'alaya Harbor?
Our number is way more modest. We're looking at 500 to 1,000 for
okay.
our pilot project.
That still seems like a lot.
It still seems like, yeah, it's certainly plenty. And we will be monitoring the water quality in the area around the oysters. We have this great new tool. It's a probe, a water quality testing probe that you can tow behind a kayak or a surfboard or even a boogie board. And you can use it to measure sediment and pollutants in the water. And it can, you know, you can drop it down pretty deep or you can keep it up close to the surface. So we'll be able to go out there and monitor the areas that we're looking, you know, where we're planning to put the oysters in. And then we'll be able to monitor after the oysters have been in place for a while to see, you know, what changes are occurring.
So are you planning on doing testing like near, like in different distances from then the oysters?
Yeah, and we're working out all of the details about that. But So the probe was something that came to us through Lush Cosmetics.
Really?
Yeah, they reached out to us and wanted to help support some of our water quality work here on Maui, and then one of the things that they provided to us was funding for this water quality testing probe.
What an interesting connection between cosmetics and improvements for water quality.
That's right. Well, they have a program called Charity Pot, and they raise funding for nonprofits. So we were very grateful to be found and chosen by Lush Cosmetics for this. So a lot of people in the community are working with us to help, you know, make this project happen. We will be needing volunteers to help us with just cleaning the oyster cages from time to time and monitoring them. So, this is certainly a community-based project that we're undertaking.
So if someone was interested in providing that kind of volunteer support, how would they go about doing that?
They could email us at our info at mauireefs.org, and we could work with them on that. So the oysters are just part of our plan to improve water quality in this area. So one of the things we've looked at is stormwater management. And, you know, the topography of Hawaii is such, as we all know, when it rains in Kula, you know, it goes somewhere. You know, where it rains in Waihei, the water goes somewhere, and that's into the ocean. So we have been looking at what we can do upslope of the harbor to not put all the burden on the oysters to improve water quality. So we commissioned and funded a stormwater management plan, and it's very comprehensive. And now for this area, and now we're looking at the projects that it identified, and looking at what projects we, as Maui Nui Marine Resource Council, will be taking on in 2019. But we're getting a little start in here in December. On Saturday, December 8th, we'll be doing a cleanup of the ditch it's the Ma'alaya ditch. It actually connects all the way to Waihe'e. It's the ditch that runs alongside the highway, and it has accumulated a lot of human created debris.
So are you going to be doing the entire length of that stream bed?
No. That would be very hard. We'll be doing the stream bed in the area right by Ma'alaya by the highway. And because it's by the highway, it's just gotten a lot of debris in it. And we know that the first time it rains, it's just going to go whoosh right into the ocean.
Right.
So we're inviting the public to join us to make a difference for the ocean, give a little holiday gift to the ocean by getting out there on December 8th from 9 o'clock till 11 a.m.,
Now, do they need to make a reservation or anything to sign up for that? Or
They can email us if they wish at info@mauireefs.org, and we would make sure they stay updated if there are any changes in our plans. But our plan is pretty set. We'll be meeting in the parking lot that's between Maui Ocean Center and Carl's Jr. over by the EV charging stations. We'll have plastic gloves and plastic bags for everyone. We ask people to wear closed-toed shoes and pants, and if you have heavier work gloves, certainly bring those along too. And yeah, so we'll be out there working.
So you had mentioned, so that's wonderful, and I think that you're right that sometimes, especially during those months when we don't have a lot of rain, those stream beds can accumulate material that then is just going to be flushed out with the first rain. Mm-hmm. But you had mentioned this stormwater management plan. Who else was involved with that? Because it obviously would need a variety of partners to make that effective.
Right. Well, the plan was developed by Michael Reyes and his company. And so we have been out there in the community. Maui Nui Marine Resource Council's program manager, Amy Hodges, has been out in the community. And she's been talking to a lot of different stakeholders in the area. She's been talking with the Department of Forestry and Wildlife and Maui Electric Company and landowners and the condos there in Ma'alaya, just trying to really get our hands around and what we can do. And certainly Maui Ocean Center has been a partner with us in that, too. They share the same desire to see clean water in the harbor, as everyone does. You know, that harbor and Ma'alaya Bay, you know, it's a great community resource. You know, you often see people fishing there. You see people at there's a small beach right in the harbor, and then there's a larger beach, you know, in the bay. There's a sea turtle foraging area right outside the harbor. And we found, when we went out there in October, we went out to scout for some locations where we could install the oysters. And I know John Gorman from Maui Ocean Center was with us that day. And the water was so murky. There's so much sediment in it that day that you could barely see the hand in front of your face.
Wow, that's amazing.
It was amazing. It was almost chocolate brown. But they went out there, and what they found some really nice patch reefs out there. They found some lace corals. And they also found a few little spots where there were some Hawaiian oysters, native oysters.
Wow.
It was very exciting to us because it gives us hope, you know, that those oysters were surviving out there, you know, on their own. And so we think that if we bring in some more oysters and really coddle them and treat them well, that we may be able to really have a positive impact on the harbor there.
So I just want to remind our listeners, I'm joined here today on Community Corner with Ann Verlero from the Maui Nui Marine Resource Council. So, you know, this oyster project, I know that you said that you're getting ready to present this information to the public.
That's right.
On December 5th, I believe it is.
That's right. So Maui Nui Marine Resource Council has a monthly meeting on the first Wednesday of every month. And we invite a guest speaker to every meeting, and we've had some really fascinating speakers. And the meetings are open to the public, and they're free, and we have free refreshments. And so
always a plus.
Always a plus. And our speaker this month will be Rhiannon Chandler Iau, and she's the executive director of the Waiwaiola Hawaiian Water Keepers. So she'll be coming, and again, they are our partner in this project. And so she'll be talking about our proposed project to use oysters to improve ocean water quality in Ma'alaya Harbor.
And it's the hope to then actually implement this program in January then?
Yes, starting in 2019. Okay. So, I should mention where the talk is taking place.
Yes, that would help.
So, and the time. So it goes from, it's Wednesday, December 5th, and it's from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., and it's at Pacific Whale Foundation's classrooms, which are downstairs at the Ma'alaya Harbor Shops, right next to Maui Ocean Center, facing the ocean. So come and join us. The doors open at 5, and we'll have our refreshments out. And we're buying some nice holiday-themed refreshments.
Oh, so fun.
It'll be fun. And then there's always time after a meeting to talk story. And it's a great way to meet a lot of people in the community who really are passionate about the ocean and want to make a difference.
Wonderful. And that's open to the public. And so that's on Wednesday, December 5th.
That's right.
So people can learn more about this oyster project.
Right.
So in addition to the work that you're doing there at the Ma'alaya Harbor, are you looking at other specific water bodies around Maui? Or are you guys focusing most of your work on in Ma'alaya watershed?
Well, this particular project is focused on the Ma'alaya watershed, but we are working all along the south and west coasts of Maui with our water quality testing program. We're testing 39 locations.
Wow. Is that weekly?
It's every 2 to 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. We have about 40 to 50 volunteers who've gone through quite a bit of training, and they go out, and they go out into knee-deep water, and they gather water samples. And they're up early. They get out there early in the day before the surf really kicks everything up, and super dedicated, wonderful volunteers. And then they do some testing in the field for sediment and some pH, salinity, and then they bring the samples to two labs that we have, and the labs are very graciously hosted for us by the Hawaiian Islands Humpback Whale National Marine Sanctuary Office in Kihei, and also at Lahaina Luna High School.
Oh, wow.
So we go to those labs, and we conduct further testing on the water samples, and then some of the additional testing for nitrogen and phosphorus, we're shipping the samples to Oahu, to a lab there. So it's very involved, and this will be going into our third year this year. And the program has been growing very steadily since we started it in 2016. We started with 15 sites, and now we're up to 39.
And have you plans to expand next year?
Well, next year what we're doing, we are taking on the testing for Enterococcus at our South Maui sites. And so we do this program in partnership with the State of Hawaii Department of Health. We also have partners with the Nature Conservancy and also West Maui Ridge to Reef. So we all work very closely together. We had worked closely together to set up a quality assurance program plan, and they call it the QAP. and this is to ensure that the data we create is usable by the Department of Health. And so they put it, and so, you know, again, this is very unusual. It's a community volunteer-based effort and producing data that's accepted by state agencies. So it's all.
That's truly remarkable, not only because that has been a challenge, I know, for a lot of nonprofits who have wanted to be able to supplement what it is that either their local or state government official agencies, but that you have such a dedicated team that's been consistently now for 2 years.
Right.
Going out and collecting all of this information that truly, you know, I'm just amazed at the passion and the dedication that really requires to have a team to do that, all volunteer. That's truly tremendous, and a kudos to your team there at the Maui Nui Marine Resource Council for finding such gems in our community.
Thank you, and we do have such wonderful gems in our community. And, you know, and that's part of how Maui Nui Marine Resource Council operates, is that we, you know, from the very beginning, you know, the reason we have council in our name is that we really were a council. Our organization was started by Robin Newbold, who is a marine biologist, and Uncle Ed Lindsay, the late uncle, unfortunately he is no longer with us, but he was a kupuna and also a community activist. And the two of them both were talking about the degradation of the coral reefs here, and also the loss of native fish, and also the decline in ocean water quality. And they really wanted to make a difference and do something. So they decided to bring together people from broad specters of the community to meet as a council and to take on different problems. So they started just discussing really challenging problems impacting our reefs.
And when was this started?
It was started 11 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so that's how our organization came to be. And we've always taken a lot of pride in bringing people together, you know, when we need to work out a solution or, you know, for example, the water quality program. You know, we saw that it was really important to have data on ocean water quality at our nearshore areas so that we could understand what to do and what to do upslope to make a difference. So, you know, in some areas, you know, we might be finding, you know, certain kinds of agricultural or golf course related or even homeowner related chemical runoff that's occurring. And so with that information in hand, we can go upstream and, or upslope and talk to the landowners and property owners and see if there's a way to make a difference. If some areas we're seeing a lot of sediment, well, we can address that as well. So again, this is a community-based program, and it lets us, work with, local community agencies, state, federal, county, and also just landowners, property owners, and others who are interested in helping our coral reefs.
So you mentioned a council. So is it a set council of people, or does it vary from project to project or levels of, interest?
Well, we started out as a council, and we brought in people who were coral reef researchers. We brought in fishers. We brought in people who worked for different agencies. We brought in people who were just passionate about coral reefs. And so that was the original format that we had. And then over time, we decided to set up a Maui coral recovery team. And what we did was we contacted researchers from throughout the Hawaiian Islands who were experts about coral reefs. And we invited them to come to Maui and meet with us to talk about our coral reef. So again, this whole idea of bringing people together
The best and the brightest.
The best and the brightest. And they actually set to work on a Maui coral recovery plan. And that plan outlines specific steps for how we address the improvement of Maui's coral reefs. And then they come together from time to time and discuss the progress that's been made and looking at ways to amend the plan. So the council, though, to go back to it, we decided that instead of having just council meetings, we would have monthly meetings that were open to the public, because we wanted to just attract a lot of people. And when we thought that while the council meetings were open to observers from the public, we wanted to engage more people. So that's how we came up with this new format, where we have a monthly meeting and we invite everyone to come. If you have any interest in coral reefs or environmental issues around Maui, to please attend. And and we had the presentations, as I said, are always really interesting. And
so I think that's fabulous, because understanding, knowledge is power.
Knowledge is certainly power.
And so many of the issues that are impacting our reefs are man-induced. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, they're the unforeseen consequences of different behaviors on land that are impacting our oceans. And so the only way to really, truly turn the tide, sorry for the pun, is to change the behavior upstream. And that requires people to understand what it is that they're doing and what those impacts have. So I think it's tremendous what you guys are doing and having those open committee or monthly meetings. I've been to a couple of them, and they were absolutely eye-opening, because you don't always see all of the different ways one behavior can have such multiple effects within a water body. But, I think that people might want to be able to dig in even further to understand all of the things that you guys have spearheaded. Is the recovery plan for Maui corals, is that available online for people to peruse?
Yes, it is. If you go to our website, which is MauiReefs.org, and you click on the resources button, you'll find that we've got the coral recovery plan right there to be viewed. And you can also read about all of our projects. You were talking about things we can each do as individuals, and one thing that we see is sunscreen, is something that we all can just make a really simple choice about that. And so we have been working with the Maui Visitors Bureau and the County of Maui to educate visitors and the public about getting a jump on protecting our coral reefs by making the sunscreen switch today, rather than waiting for 2021 when the new law goes into effect. Make the switch today. And so we are going to be doing public service announcements on radio and in print and social media. We have some posters out there, and we'll have some informational resources on our website to help people make the switch. And, you know, I've been trying out a lot of different sunscreen products, the Safer for the Reef products, and, you know, I've been learning some things about it as I've gone along. And
have you been adding those testimonials to your website so people can have, like, the inside scoop?
That's right, that's right. So, yeah, we've been just learning quite a bit. And just to make a quick little commercial plea, we actually got donations of 4 different sunscreen brands, including one that's made with the sunflower oil that's from those gorgeous sunflowers that are raised
from
here
Pacific
in Maui.
Biodia
Diesel. Yes,
yeah.
Yes. So we have 4 different sunscreen products that we have in a Reef Safe sunscreen sampler kit. And here's the commercial part: that if you donate to Maui Nui Marine Resource Council and donate $40, you get this kit for free. So you get to try out some sunscreens, and they really are great products. And you know, we all have different sunscreen needs. You might want one for daily use, and you might want another sunscreen for when you're out surfing. So it's great to have a sampler kit to try different ones.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, So if people want to make a donation to get this, because, you know, the holidays are coming.
The holidays are here.
So this might make a really great gift, especially, you know, we have sun most days, which is just one of the lovely things about living in Maui. So this is definitely a gift that I think anyone would appreciate.
Definitely.
So if someone goes to your website, they can make the donation there?
That's right. Under our membership and giving tab, you'll see Reef Safe Sunscreen Sampler, and it's right there. And, you know, and you mentioned that this is the season of giving, and we should talk about the Season of Giving event at Maui Ocean Center.
That's right. So Thursday, December 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m., Maui Ocean Center is hosting a shopping and charity night. And what I particularly like about this event is that it kicks off this special time of year for taking time out with the family and, you know, really enjoying your time, time together, take photos with Santa. And it also, you know, provides an opportunity for us to think about what we've accomplished and where we would want to support efforts that are happening in our community. And so the Maui Ocean Center has created this charity night where people can come and do holiday fun at the Maui Ocean Center with cookie decorating and listening to carolers and also enjoy some holiday treats at the Reef Cafe.
And meet Scuba Claws,
yes, in the open dive, open ocean exhibit. But most importantly, they can, with their admission price, which is only $9.95, those proceeds are going to benefit 3 amazing nonprofits this holiday season. So the Maui Ocean Center Marine Institute, as well as the Maui Forest Bird Recovery Project and the Maui Nui Marine Resource Council. So 3 different organizations that are playing different roles with, in particular regard to marine resources, marine animals, and then those beautiful, the most probably endangered species in our islands are our birds, our native birds. And so this is an opportunity for people to come and have a really fun holiday night, watch unique night behavior with the turtles and the sharks, but then, you know at the end of the day that this money is going to help support these efforts.
That's right. We'll be there. We'll have an informational table there. So we invite everyone to stop by and see us. And, you know, and this is, you know, the season of giving, and it really makes a difference to all of our community nonprofits. You know, the funds raised during this time of year often help to fund much of the work that the nonprofits can do in 2019.
Wonderful. Well, and I know that there's plenty more that we could talk about, but I just I wanted to thank you for coming and speaking about these different things that the Maui Nui Marine Resource Council is spearheading. You know, I was thinking about our conversation this morning, and I found this a really, it really hit home. Quote from Gary Snyder, it says, "Nature is not a place to visit, it is home."
Oh, that's a great quote.
I know, isn't it? And, I thought of it in particular reference to the work that you and the Maui Nui Marine Resource Council and your dedicated team of volunteers are doing, because you're addressing the issues that impact our island home and creating a path to restore and preserve its beauty and vitality for future generations. And there's just no other work that I can think of that is more can be more highly commended than that. That is, you know, the work of the saints. So I want to thank you and Robin and all of your other team members for the work that you do, and that I hope that the holidays are a warm and filled with love and joy.
Thank you so much. Thank you for all of your kind words and all of your great support. And again, thank you for having me here. It was really a delight to get to talk with you and all of your listeners. Thank you.
Well, it's always a pleasure to see you, Anne. So thank you. You've been listening to Community Hour. This is Elise Ditzel. Until next time, ahui ho.
You've been listening to Community Corner with Elise Ditzel. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for another edition of Community Corner, a presentation of the Public Affairs Department at H Hawaii Media.